listening to Beardcast.
What is going on, Bears? It's FNMC, the 11th episode of Friday Night Magic Cast. Our 23rd episode in total between the two shows. It's Saturday, 4:27 on a Saturday.
On the east side.
And this
east
is
coast.
This is David.
And Beatty.
Watching Beatty make some... Well, not make, but try to fix his lava situation in Minecraft.
And no matter where I go, it was just lava fucks me in the ass. I think I'm getting it. I think I'm getting the source of it.
He's building,
Oh my god. Please don't. Oh, fuck.
He's building a glass surrounding corridor trying to solve his lava problems.
It's not working.
But...
Where is this thing?
Other than that, this is what we're doing. We're sitting on the couch. He's playing Minecraft. I'm sitting here watching him, but... We just came back a little while ago from our second visit to King's Games, our local card shop. If you don't know by now, in our previous episodes, we mentioned them quite a bit. Spent some money yesterday, spent some money today, a lot of green cards, a lot of other cards. What'd you buy yesterday?
Extinction. Green blacks, a couple of green black dual lands.
Mm-hmm.
That black card where it's you call a creature type, all creatures that type enter the battlefield with a negative 1/1 counter on it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. And today I got Natural Order, Defense of the Heart, Elvish Champion,
Caller of the Claw.
Caller of the Claw, and those other two elves I got. I forgot what they were. Oh my fucking lord, there's too much lava.
So
no,
much.
No, stay.
Sweet, sweet candy lava.
Oh my lord, why?
Me, I bought some improvement for the boys, the new elves. My mind escapes me. How can I cannot remember the cards I bought? Today I bought a...
No, Priest of Titania.
A fourth Priest of Titania today, and a legendary land, which Jason didn't even know, our guy who usually helps us out. I didn't even know the name, and I don't even remember the name right now. I know its effect. Tap one. First effect, you can tap for green. Second effect, you can tap and give a target 1/1 creature a +1/+2, which is nice. Or I say like second turn swing for a 2/3.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad. Yesterday, got some other improvements. Don't remember the fucking names either.
Yeah, I'm on bad today.
We're all bad today. We're all bad today.
I'm really bad today with the names and shit.
Especially when you're lava.
Yeah, this is just ridiculous. I've had so much fun. Oh my god, no! No! Don't burn my garden! Leave me alone.
Is it close to the garden?
Well, it's pretty. It's getting
holy
close.
Shit! But yeah, Beatty originally when some Minecraft talk because Beatty, this is the. Now that I think about it, when did you pick up Minecraft?
That's only last week.
Last week.
I picked up last week.
First time he's ever playing it, and now he looks like an addict.
Decided to build my first attempt at Minecraft. Decided to build an underground stronghold, which is massive. But this lava is just killing me. Oh my god, why is this
right
so
now
much
we're looking at the part of his garden. He has an underground garden. Don't ask about the how that works because there's no sun, but
wait, we have glowstones. That's fine.
There's glowstones.
There's
so
glowstones in the ceiling that lights up.
It's like a drug grow room now.
Fucking weed room. Holy shit. Oh, come on.
And
with
now
this lava.
He's underground, so obviously you're underground, you're going to run into a bit of water and lava issues, and the lava's getting awfully close to his growing goods.
A little bit of lava. You kidding me? I've run into so much fucking lava, it's not even funny. At least 7 or 8 different lava spots in this place I've had to deal with so far.
Truly,
oh my god.
Truly ridiculous.
Oh, Lord. Leave me alone, please. Oh, thank god that's out of there. Okay.
We were gonna watch.
No.
I was gonna buy Olympus Has Fallen. That didn't happen.
Nice.
I saved my money for magic.
And food.
And food. Which we bought Subway 2 days in a row.
And when we're supposed to get the Robot Chicken DC
and
Universe.
And the Robot Chicken DC Universe. I cheaped out because I wanted to buy magic cards. I won't lie to you. I won't lie to you, Beatty. I won't lie to them.
Them, you mean the one person I know that listens?
Hey, it could
John,
be
John, if you're listening, here's a shout out. Thanks for tuning in. You know, send some feedback our way, post some messages, do something.
John's his name?
Yep, John's
his
name.
What's up, John?
And everybody else, I don't know your names, but if you're listening, thank you for listening.
And give me a kiss.
And, oh my god, the water. And if you want to hear anything, just let us know. You know, we want to hear from you. Oh, go on. That was my thing.
That was your thing?
I cut off some of it. Yes. Yes. He's thank free, you. He's fucking free
from,
Lord.
Free from lava.
No, not really.
So, what else happened? Yesterday, I got a free $15. Interesting story. I went to go get my iced coffee because I'm addicted to iced coffee, especially 7-Eleven's French vanilla extra sweet iced coffee. I'll probably end up with some type 2 diabetes.
Well, if you feel numbness and you can't feel your bottom of your feet anymore, you have diabetes.
And that's probably what's going to happen with all that iced coffee. But I'm looking at the counter after I had been done playing, and there's a ping, and there's a scratch-off, a dollar winner. So I'm like, okay, who would leave a dollar just lying around? It's like, find a dollar on the floor. So I cash in, I get a dollar, and I buy a scratch-off. And I win $15 on that scratch-off.
Indeed.
I felt good about it. I felt very accomplished with life. And then I found another one for a free Take 5, New York City Lottery. I don't know if there's Take 5. Yeah, there's Take 5. I don't know, actually. Is it Take 5 in other states?
You're asking me? I barely play fucking scratch-offs. How the hell would I know?
New Jersey scratch-offs just look like fucking fake lottery. Like, it just looks fake. It looks like one of those jokes money. That you... those jokes that you know when the people scratch off and it's always a winner.
No.
There goes the garden goods.
Oh, it's contained. Okay, it's contained. We're good. We're still good. No, was it print off fucking Monopoly money?
Yeah, it's like, it looks fake.
Probably is fake. Fucking New Jersey.
But that was $15. There's really not a lot of things that went on for us this week. I've been busy, jammed up at work. I work 5 days a week, which usually for my sad profession for the moment is Kohl's, hanging up clothes. Putting back clothes, spotty days on the schedule. I worked 5 days, so I was all jam packed. Beatty went to school and played Minecraft.
Yeah, pretty much.
This was his two big guys.
The two things I could do in my life: go to school and play Minecraft. That's literally it. No, if you're interested, oh my lord, why get the fuck out of here? Thank you. Okay. Anyway, if you're interested, I picked up Tomb Raider. I gotta play that.
Yeah. If you go,
see how that's gonna go.
If you go now, Best Buy, $19.99, you can get the two games that are off the top of my head. You can get Defiance.
Oh yeah,
for $19.99.
Is that online only, or
I don't really know.
You played it.
Well, I mean, I really don't know if it's online. I'm pretty sure it's just straight MMO, but I never tried playing it offline. If that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I played it for a little bit. I paid full price. It was all right. It wasn't anything. It's pretty good for its Xbox 360's first attempt.
At MMO.
It's not bad.
Well, didn't they have Fantasy Star?
Yeah, but I don't count that.
It's not. It was more fucking sex trades than fucking anything else.
Yeah, everyone was, you get virtual blowjobs in that game.
Or no, someone would be like, oh, nude pics for like...
Yeah, everyone spammed advertisements. Oh, nude pics, give me 1,000 credit, I'll show you a picture of my cock. Terrible.
That was fucking horrible.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
But also, you can get for $20 the 5 movie combo, which is Kick-Ass 1, The Spirit, The Crow, The New Conan Barbarian, and where is it? I can't find it.
Kick-Ass, Spirit, Crow, Conan.
What was the last one?
Punisher.
There, the Punisher with Thomas Jane. Which isn't really bad. There's a couple of them are... I know Kick-Ass is really good. Crow's good. The Punisher's good. I never saw Spirit or the new Conan.
Well, I mean, Conan is...
Jason Momoa. Khal Drogo.
But he... Not...
Not Khal Drogo.
He's not fucking poisoned up and all like...
Raping Daenerys.
Not sliding his dick and making babies.
But, yeah, big change of roles for him, right?
Yeah, really.
That looks like Nicolas Cage when he gets a role. What am I gonna do? Oh.
I just don't know what role I'm gonna take.
Oh, God, imagine Nick Cage listens to this and fucking comes to our house and...
He's like, I don't even talk anything like that.
I don't even know what I'm doing. Oh, how far do you go?
It's crazy how Nicolas Cage is the nephew for Francis Ford Coppola.
I know, it's crazy how he could be the nephew from a really great director and be such a shitty actor.
Yeah.
I mean, he has some good stuff. Not all of it's great, but the stuff that's good is good. Everything else is just god-awful.
Garbage.
God-fucking-awful.
Stupid garbage. Stinky garbage.
Well, off the top of your head, what good movies has he made? Okay, you can name.
The Rock.
What?
Rock. The Rock.
Okay, Rock. National Treasure 1.
National Treasure 1 was pretty good.
Face Off.
Face Off's good.
I'm struggling. Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, my lord.
Lava City.
You're not kidding. Con Air?
Con Air, yeah. I can't think of anything.
That would be literally it.
I don't think I've ever seen him. I've seen him in other things, I just can't remember because you wonder why it's not that good.
Ghost Rider?
No, not that good. Now you just dug deep in the trash can for that one. Oh, I was like trying to find the thing.
I'm a comic book fan.
That's like trying to find your keys in the garbage after you threw them away mistakenly. You're not going to find them down there.
I'm a comic book fan. I could be Ghost Rider.
I love Ghost Rider. I'm just going to play him.
Fuck it.
And suck at it.
Fuck it. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Update. Considering it's just... We didn't even mention it, but they know by now. It's just me and you.
Yeah.
Jose's alive. We forgot to do it on Friday. We forgot to do it yesterday. As usual. We always get tied up playing Magic, and the new thing is Minecraft.
Yeah, you've been playing Minecraft, like, pretty much all night last night.
Yeah, it was me and Krista. And I wanted to start my, I was continuing my, underground fort. And then, I can't fucking see. I really can't fucking see. These goddamn glowstones need to get brighter. More of them. More! And then, we went outside, saw another one, and then I got wanted to play Magic, so I just made her own little thing.
Well, you made her own world?
Yeah, it's called, It was called Chris's Super Happy Fun Time. Super Happy Time.
Super Happy Fun Time.
Originally, I wanted to call it Chris's Super Happy Fun Time Bang Cowboy Bang Bang American Rocket Ship. But it wasn't. It was too long. I couldn't fit it.
Have you been to that world? Have you seen what she's made? Well, yeah. She made that castle.
Munson started a castle. They fucked it up because they didn't make it long enough. They made it. They wanted to build it inside of a mountain, right?
Yeah.
So, normally to do that, you work with the mountain and you build off of it. They blew up half the fucking mountain and just built down.
Okay.
So, it's the castle is really, really not long, but it's really, really tall for no reason. So, I kind of fucked it up on that part. And then she got bored and started building something else.
That's why I have a very sporadic mind when I'm building.
How so?
Like, you've seen my worlds. You've taken a tour through my planes.
You mean the swastika house?
That's not my swastika house. Let's get the record straight. That's Joseph's swastika house. That is Joe's house. Our friend, well, yeah, he's our friend. We know his two brothers there. A group of brothers, a band of brothers.
Nice.
Sal, Antonio, Joe. Joe, the youngest, he has a house in my survival world where I have a train connected to his house, and his house has a giant swastika on it. Not my racism. Let's just get that straight. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I laugh about it. It's just that it's amusing that I don't expect it to see it when I'm looking outside my beautiful balcony outside my bedroom, and I see a giant swastika just looking out at me. And I want to take it down, but then again, I feel like wrong to take it down at his, even though it's my world. And it's lit by fire, I think, or it's a glowstone. It's one of the fucking things. It's not anywhere near
professional
build.
That's pretty
funny. And I have a high quality when I build. I have no choice.
Oh, God. Quick update. I managed to control my lava situation. It's all gone.
It's all...
And now I can't see. Now
it's the darkest dark. You were able to see just fine before because you had so much life in the fucking lava.
Yeah.
Now the lava's gone.
Well, listen. Lava and plants aren't usually going to mix well. And I got all this fucking glass I got to break.
You should just break... In the garden, you should just have a whole ceiling of glowstone.
Well, that's what I'm doing, kind of. You're just spaced out.
Oh, you're doing, like,
They're just spaced out. Lights.
It's gonna look well with it once you finish the whole roof.
Because it's spaced out because it'll look better because all of it together, all the glowstones cells look together, looks like shit.
Yeah.
It's like vomit. So I just do it like this.
But you always put wooden trap doors on it. But I mean, the only problem is you have a stone.
Yeah, I have a stone ceiling. How the fuck am I gonna do that?
That's not like that was a little design tip. that was given to me down from cousin Matt, who's not here right now, by the way, if you haven't noticed yet. And you didn't notice 15 minutes in that Matt's not here also.
Matt's off in his little love nest.
He's doing his
boyfriend duties.
Boyfriendial duties, if that was even a word that I mumbled off my lips.
Boyfriend duties.
The boyfriend hat that he wears.
He puts on the boyfriend face. You put on the comic face, he puts on the boyfriend face.
I have the comic face, I have the boyfriend face, I have the work face, I have the sleeping face when I'm in my bed.
What face do you use? What else?
This is my David face. This is my usual face.
Your girlfriend shall never know the many faces you wear.
I have many masks. And the mask I wear now is the podcast mask.
But I'm enjoying Minecraft. I really am. I like that I can just go in and build shit. Like a builder.
The mic is probably picking up. It's if I'm happy to say that we have beautiful soundtracking for backing our
you're right.
Our podcast. Like it's a I'll fall asleep. If I stop talking and you just start talking, you'd probably hear snoring in the background.
Jesus Christ.
There's times when me and Angela, like Angela, my girlfriend, if you haven't heard
you've never met her.
You've never
mentioned her once.
No, I think I did. I did a few episodes ago, but you know, it's not as often as it could be, but I do have a girlfriend named Angela. We lay in bed, and sometimes we take naps. Oh,
fuck.
No, we do that too, but there's times where I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. She's like, yeah, me too. And I'm like, all right, let's go to sleep. And, like, she's not looking, and I have my phone out, and I start playing the Minecraft soundtrack, which I have on my phone for my own personal enjoyment. When I'm not out, when I'm not building in the world, I'm thinking about building outside the world when I'm zoning out of my headphones, and we fall asleep to it. Just, what the fuck is this? Like, what are we listening to?
Oh, it goes deeper! Oh, my lord,
you don't
come on.
Have to build in it.
I do, though. I do. That's the problem with me. If I see open space like this, I have to build in it.
There's no blockage. There's never going to be a blockage.
Oh, my God, how deep does it go? What can I put in here? Oh, my lord.
Are you going to make a storage facility? I mean, you don't really have much to store, but be creative. You have fucking as much as you want, but you should make a weapon room.
And what? You see how many rooms I have so far? You see how many rooms I have so far in this little fucking contraption I've been building?
So far, are you just trying to build the outline of what everything's gonna be?
Well, right now, this is just all gonna be the garden, the epic garden. But I fucking have to clear all this out first. That's the only problem.
With the mystical fountain.
But I'm going to build another fountain.
I'll build a fountain.
Put on there. So, anyway, getting away from video games real quick into movies. And so I let everybody know this one. You know Amanda Seyfried?
Yes.
Okay, she's in a new movie that's out, I believe, in theaters. And maybe in select theaters.
Yes.
But it's already out for On Demand, same day as theaters.
Okay.
It's called Lovelace. She plays the porn star. It's a biography about the porn star Deep Throat.
All right.
She plays a porn star.
She's a weird looking girl, but at the same time, she's not bad looking.
No, she's attractive. But yeah, she plays a porn star. And you see the Jigglers come out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And I believe she has a blowjob scene, a Deep Throat scene that she has to do.
Is it actual? I mean, there's fucking, as we've seen with William Dafoe.
William Dafoe.
Where he slid
his dick inside.
Mighty penis into vagina for the sake of the movie.
Yeah, Charles.
And I guess for his own enjoyment. While he let the baby go off the fucking windowsill.
Yeah.
What's the name of that movie?
Antichrist.
Yeah. That was a lot. That was present in that movie.
And it has nothing to do with what the title says.
What is even the plot of that movie?
Well, at the beginning, him and his wife are fucking. the baby goes off, and then she gets really depressed. The baby goes off the roof, she gets depressed. She then... Oh, hang on a second. Not looking. Okay, so then she gets really depressed. So he tries to cheer her up, and takes
her... By fucking her in the shower again. Or in the laundry room, wherever the fuck they were.
He takes her to, like, this cabin in the woods.
Okay.
To, like, you know, for, like, a mental retreat type of thing.
All right.
So she can clear her head, and she starts losing her fucking mind.
Evil Dead.
She starts going into, like, this whole Christian mythology type of thing.
All right.
She starts seeing, like, a fucking, I forgot the name, a fox, a antler, a deer, and
fucking eat mushrooms out in the cabin.
And I think so, and a bird, another type of bird. And she just starts losing her fucking mind. Like, there's more sex scenes. Like, one scene is she gets pissed at Willem Dafoe because he wants her. She wants him to hit her.
She wants
him to slap her in the face.
Slap her a few times.
And he won't do it. So she gets pissed, runs out of the room, goes into the forest, sits by a tree, and starts masturbating.
What?
Yeah. Starts fucking furiously masturbating by a tree.
I'm so angry my husband won't hit me, I'm just going to rub my pussy out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That's pretty much what happens. So then he comes up, fucks her, and slaps her in the face sometimes.
Wait a minute. He goes out to the woods.
Naked.
Naked, fucks her, and then slaps her a few times in the face?
Yeah, that's because that's what she wanted.
Well, obviously she got both things she wanted.
Yeah.
She wanted to be fucked hard and get slapped.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's another sex scene where at this it's towards the end of the movie. She's fucking pretty much lost her mind at this point, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is she starts fucking him. She rides him. And, like, does something where, like, he doesn't even do anything. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want it because he knows she's losing her mind.
He doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't want to fuck her, so...
Nothing to the fact that he fucked her after the Time movie. He's getting tired. He wants to sleep.
Pretty much, yeah. So she's in the workshop room, right?
Yeah.
She takes a wooden block and smashes his balls a couple times.
There's never going to be another baby that's going to go out the fucking window, I can tell you that.
No. Smashes his balls
a couple times. Smashing pumpkins.
And then she proceeds... So the pain's so excruciating, he passes out, right?
I can imagine.
So then she then takes his dick and starts jerking him off until he comes blood.
Wow. While he's unconscious?
While he's unconscious, she jerks him off, and because she whacked him in the ball so many times, he comes blood.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's one hell of a movie, right?
That's fucking a jam. That's a fucking... That, I don't even have words. I couldn't even say it to you to even describe any of that.
It's a fucking crazy movie called Antichrist. Came out like 2010. If you haven't seen it.
How many times do you see his pecorini?
You see his a couple times. More than a couple. The story's kind of slow at the beginning, but I would still watch it. But anyway, back to Lovelace.
Go ahead.
The whole reason why we brought it up, you see her titties. She's got a deep throat scene she does, I believe. Pretty much out of left field, considering the only other nudity she's done was Chloe. With Liam Neeson and Julianne Moore.
All right.
It was Liam Neeson and Julianne Moore, and she hires this... She thinks... Julianne Moore is married to Liam Neeson. She thinks that Liam Neeson's cheating on her.
All right.
So she hires this call girl named Chloe to pretty much spy on him and get
information. And she's Chloe, obviously.
Yeah, and seduce him and see if he takes the bait. I don't remember if he takes the bait or not. I think, yeah, he fucks her. Right?
Yeah.
But this girl's crazy, so then she starts seducing Julianne Moore.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lesbian sex scene between Julianne Moore and fucking Amanda Seyfried.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Chloe. And I think it pretty much ends with, Julianne Moore killing Chloe, killing the girl, and freaking out at her.
That's some crazy movies.
Yeah, I know. Appropriate for me, though. Appropriate for me to see. But, yeah, those are a couple movies that just came to mind because I saw, the advertisement for Lovelace on the Fios thing. It just came to mind.
And it just came out in movie theaters? Or it's out?
It's out in the movie theaters.
But it's also on demand. It's one of those movie theaters.
Yeah, it's one of those same days.
And how much is it to buy it? The same as a ticket?
To release? I think it's like... No, I think to... You know what the best part of playing in front of a TV is? We could just fucking check.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's load it up. I don't think it was the same as a movie theater.
What the fuck is Star this?
Trek. That would be Star Trek. That's Commander William Riker. Get that shit correct. Yeah, lovelies. No, $6.99 to rent.
It's all right.
$7.99 HD. In theaters and VOD, Amanda Seyfried is Linda Lovelace, and this true story about the girl next door becomes the world's first porn star as Deep Throat catapults her to fame. Her personal life begins to unravel with Peter Sarsgaard from Thor.
Alright. Interesting enough.
Yeah, I'm going to probably watch it later. And masturbate to it later. I mean, watch it later.
and you'll be in the woods.
I'll be in the woods, exactly.
Except only the phone won't come to you, Nick.
I really hope that doesn't happen. That'd be a fucking nightmare.
You can fucking lock that door.
No, William, leave me alone.
I'm outside naked.
I mean, nothing.
I'm outside beats, naked, and I want to do you.
The fucking Morgan Freeman, Willem Dafoe. Yeah. Well, nothing beats Willem Dafoe and what was it? The Boondock Saints.
Oh yeah.
He's fucking prancing around. He plays a gay detective.
He plays some crazy fucking scene.
I am crazy how roles. He gets these roles.
Because he's fucking crazy and he'll do them. He's like, I'll take the money. I don't care.
You want to see my dick? Okay, I'll whip it right out.
I'll whip it right out for you.
I really don't give a fuck. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, no, that's fine.
We're good. You're all good.
We're all good here.
What
man.
Is your... This is... We're going back to video games for a minute. How, this is really your first time playing Minecraft.
Yep.
So, I review it myself. I was going to tell you right now. Beady thumbs, I give it 5 out of 5. I love it. People's first reaction is, I can't imagine getting into it. Like, it just really, it's just one of those things that you just kind of zone out with.
Yeah.
You kind of don't even realize time's passing by. Like that, every 30 minutes, if you're unfamiliar with Minecraft, every 30 minutes it will autosave, unless you change the setting and do so, and change it to whatever. It could be an hour, it could be not at all, but I personally keep it, because you want to make sure it's constantly saved. But I don't even know how many times I've sat there and I've saved, I don't even countless times. Hands and toes can't count the times, and you don't even realize it's been a half hour, you don't realize an hour's passed, you never realize it.
I mean, for me, I like it. I the one reason why I didn't want to get it is because I knew I was going to get fucking wrapped into it.
Yeah.
Like I am now. And I'm disregarding all the fucking homework I have to do right now. And the cleaning of my house. My life is going
to... You're making a house instead of cleaning your house.
My life is going into shambles.
You're
going
to have cobweb in your house while your house in Minecraft spotless.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd probably give about 4 thumbs out of 5. Not going to really get into... the survival mode, because I don't want to play by myself.
We got babies crying and laughing outside.
Is that a fucking ghost?
But, yeah, survival mode, really, I think I could say that you can't, it's something you can do by yourself, but it's not really something you would want to. Like, when I started my survival world, I only have one for this one reason, because I was only able to get... One time I got two friends, Matt, as they know, and his cousin, Bobo. His name's not Bobo.
I really hope it's not Bobo.
No, it's not. His game tag is Bobo. It has Bobo on it. So we call him Bobo. They helped build a very... They helped clear out the patch of land on top of this mountain that ended up turning into a giant house. And I look at it in admiration every time I load it. This is also the house where the swastika outlook is... Where my beautiful view of flaming swastika.
Swastika outlook.
I don't fucking understand.
You guys talking about Delta Minecrafting.
Delta Minecrafting. Up in your auto-saving. Another half hour.
You know, I actually love the auto-save. Because it'd be like, you know how you sit down like, oh, well, you'll play for an hour and then, you know.
Yeah.
You start playing and then it's 3 hours later. At least this way, I'll know exactly if I'm playing for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, okay, I'll play for 2 saves.
And then you get
and
off.
And I'll get off. And I'll do whatever I do.
When before work, because before work had happened.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually after work on my... This is a little... My own detail.
Why is there a fucking duck?
I don't know what the fuck the duck is doing when you're downstairs. I didn't even get down there, but maybe you left the door open.
No, fucking Matt did. Oh, yeah. Fucking quick. He threw an egg and fucking made it.
My store had closed to Hurricane Sandy, as people know in New York. I hit pretty hard by it. Yeah. I was off for about a half a year. 6 months it was. And fucking, that's all I did. I played Minecraft all day long when I wasn't doing my boyfriend real duties.
So when you said you couldn't hang out those days, you fucking liar.
No.
You just fucking play Minecraft.
No.
Frick.
No. I just play Minecraft on my spare time, which was a lot of time, because I didn't have anything else to do.
So you remember... So what was your best build in Minecraft?
I'm going to say my survival world. I feel like that's the best. Because, I mean, there's definitely... I could have expanded it. I still do it. I still go back time to time, and I'll be like, okay, what can I add? Let's see if I can go out to pickaxe. Let's go down to my mine. My mine is massive. It's like, collectively in an I could say it goes throughout the entire seed. It reaches to Joe's lovely house, as I've mentioned already. It reaches out pretty far. And I'll go down there for hours and I'll just mine, because I'm looking for that diamond. I'm looking for that diamond at the majority of the time playing it. That's, I feel like, my best build. Or the best build might be your own house. Me and Matt's. Me and Matt's. I think me and Matt's collective are prize.
You mean that diamond? I could spawn so many of them?
Yeah.
No, well, you just spawn so many of them in front of your face. Come on.
Yeah, but it's more achieving. Yeah, and then if you get many, you could get diamond block. And you know what? That's just showing off.
Just talking about my fucking house.
Oh, yeah. So I think me and Matt's collective best...
talking about my fucking house.
Our best build together may be McDougal Street. That's what we call it. We call it McDougal Street. And it's just...
McDougal's references Nick the McDouble.
McDouble. I don't know.
From McDonald's.
From McDonald's. It's McDougal McDouble. It means one thing, but it's McDougal Street, and it's a street of houses that we built together where we replicated Beatty's house, we replicated our friend Danny's house.
I think Jose, Angel, and Chris.
And they built their own houses. And Beatty had started a house.
And this little prick.
And I kind of exited it without saving. Oh,
fuck.
And again, I apologize.
You know, all I had was a staircase. I don't feel as bad because all I had there was a staircase.
Yeah, I would have felt bad if it was like five. Well, if you would have gotten like five rooms deep or even two rooms deep, it probably would have autosaved at that point.
Yeah.
There is a train station there also that I'm trying to build, but my survival world takes my main priority.
You don't even know how fucking long I've been fucking working on this web. Like, is there a way to check the...
Yeah, I don't know if there's actual, like, statistics and where you can...
check, like, the gameplay mine?
Yeah.
Because I've been playing this world for a while now, and all I really have is, like, an underground fortress. It's pretty cool, though, because I love...
Yeah.
My regular house is, like, this really small, I'm going to say, 4x3 block house.
Yeah.
And then it just goes down to this massive underground dungeon. Oh, my God, there's lava here? Why? Fucking seriously. What the fuck? Hang on. I gotta fucking get glass now again. Come on. I'm out of this shit.
I'm getting texts to my iPad, but not to my phone for some reason. So now I'm having a moment of pause because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with my life, my Apple world.
That's okay. I'm having a moment. Oh my fucking god! I'm having a moment of pause because I'm trying to fucking get glass to fucking get this goddamn lava out of here. What the? That's sand. That's not even glass.
How the fuck did I get this text message at like 6:36?
When your iPad?
And yeah, and it's a whole 10 minutes passed.
I don't know, man. And nothing came to you?
No, nothing.
Alright, well, I think they're going to be falling asleep.
Yeah, okay. Point. At this point, I'm trying to maintenance my things. You're building. Okay, so we'll wrap up. We'll be back Wednesday for the comic run.
This is a pretty boring podcast. Sorry, but, you know.
I enjoyed it. I like to talk about Minecraft.
Well, we do talk about Minecraft. Tune on Wednesday. We'll have shit to talk about. Hopefully, Dave will figure out how to buy DC. Robot Chicken DC special. And let's see, what else? Oh, and Olympus Has Fallen.
Yes.
And we'll review those for you. I'll let you know how it was. I can tell you Olympus Has Fallen is fucking amazing. I only saw it once when it came out in movie theaters. But it's fucking amazing. Definitely watch it.
Alright, man. We're out of here.
Alright.
It's David.
And Beatty.
And we'll see you guys on Wednesday.
Alrighty, man. Later.
Later.